Well, there is a new look healthy eating pyramid being released by Nutrition Australia. To help tackle nutrition confusion, Lucinda Hancock from Nutrition Australia joins me on the line. Good morning, Lucinda.
Hi, Emma. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so we all kind of grew up seeing this healthy eating pyramid, and it's been used, you know, for many, many years. So tell us about the new look healthy eating pyramid.
Yeah, thank you, Emma. The new pyramid separates each layer into five specific food groups to provide clear information about how each one contributes to a balanced diet. So essentially, the plant-based foods, they take up the largest amount of space, about 70% of the bottom of the pyramid. So it's fruit, vegetables and legumes are emphasised in the bottom layer, followed by the grains foods. And then there's a moderate amount of dairy and also protein foods, so lean meats and alternatives, including poultry, fish, eggs, nuts, seeds and legumes as well. And then we've made a little allowance up the top for healthy fats because we recognise the importance of actually including healthy fats in your diet in obviously small amounts. And when I say healthy fats, I'm referring to extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, okay. Is this because of Australia's changing dietary patterns?
Yeah, well, the pyramid's actually been around for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
It's just its first revision in 15 years. And the reason for its revision is because the Australian dietary guidelines were updated in 2013. So once they were released, we then needed to update our messages to be based on the dietary guidelines.
And is that also due to an increase in, you know, fad diets amongst Aussies?
Another reason for the pyramid is to actually cut through all of the misinformation out there. We know that there are a lot of risky fad diets and a lot of confusion at the moment. So it's really important that we provide another tool that's based on the dietary guidelines so that, you know, we can cut through the confusion and provide a simple messages based on healthy eating.
Yeah. So how do you think Aussies go kind of overall when it comes to healthy eating?
Well, we're not too good, actually. We have a nation more than, more than 50% now are overweight or obese. And that's Australian adults. And we know that children are, you know, facing a significant weight gain as well. So, I mean, what we've found out from the latest health survey data is that the average Australian is getting more than a third of their daily energy intake from junk food. And less than 7% of us actually eat enough vegetables and only half of us eat enough fruit. So that's really concerning, and that's another reason why it's very timely that we get the new pyramid released and, you know, spruced up so it's, a bit more modernised and also depicting the foods that we should be eating in the right proportion. So a real focus on the vegetables and fruit and grain foods and there's really no allowance for the junk food at all.
Okay, all right. Now, I do want to ask you another question because you do know all things nutrition, but I get asked this a lot. I'm not sure why people ask me because I don't really know the answer. Can you explain to me the whole concept of dairy being bad for you? Is it bad for you? I thought it made your bones strong. Please explain.
Dairy is not bad for you at all. It is a core food, it's part of the core food group, and it's beneficial on so many different levels. Yes, we need it for strong bones, but it also is rich in vitamins and minerals and is, you know, essential for bone health throughout our lives. Dairy can also play a part in hydration, particularly for post-sport, you know, as a recovery fuel, it's a great source of protein. So absolutely, dairy is essential for good health.
Okay, so when I order my latte in the morning, should I get full cream milk or should I get soy milk?
Full cream milk or soy milk, did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's personal preference. But, if you're drinking a soy which is fortified with calcium, you know, but I suppose dairy is more bioavailable than soy milk, so it gets utilised more efficiently by the body, so you're better off having the dairy or the milk.
All right, beautiful. Just thought I'd get my own personal questions answered there while we were at it. Thank you so much, Lucinda.
Not at all. It's been my pleasure to speak with you, Emma.
And we're going to post a pic of the new look pyramid on our Facebook page, facebook.com/hope1032. You can pop on there and check it out. That's Lucinda Hancock from Nutrition Australia.